Welcome to Becoming Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Taylor Campbell. I'm a birth and bereavement doula, as well as an adoption and surrogacy doula. Doula means woman who serves. And although I love happy births, adoptions, and surrogacy, the pro bono part of my business is in bereavement. I'm here to help you. I'm also mom of 18, yes, 18 children, with over 30 years experience in the trenches as a mom myself. We have a huge blended family, and I've also experienced the loss of our adult son. Remember, give a shout out to those brave enough to share their stories on how they have become parents. Let's dive in. Welcome to Becoming Parents Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Campbell. And today I have Christina and Edward Sledge. How are you two doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I didn't know if I was going to have one of you or both of you. So I was really excited when you both showed up. So thank you for calling in. I want you to jump into your story, and there's so many parts of your story that I'm excited about. I want you to jump into the becoming parents portion of that. And we'll go from there.
Awesome. Well, we actually have to take it back. Maybe 14 years or so, maybe 8 years. We actually were high school sweethearts. We met in high school. It was not love at first sight. We met.
We actually met 2 weeks in our freshman year.
Yeah.
We're from different neighborhoods in Brooklyn, New York. And, I was actually trying to date one of our friends, go out with one of our new friends. And come to find out the friend didn't like me. But I was chasing this friend for like 2 weeks when she liked me. And, she had a friend come up and ask me, a different friend asked me that I want to go out with her. And I was like, I could do that. And ever since then, I've been chasing her. Even in my dreams, I've been chasing her.
And so we actually broke up in high school. He went to the Army. I went to university in Philly at Temple University. And we were apart for about 4 years. And it was kind of like a whirlwind proposal, you could say, engagement, where I went back home for Christmas break. He was home for Christmas break in Brooklyn and New York, and his father kind of orchestrated this proposal between us.
It was sort of like a fib. It was kind of like, because he knew Christina back in high school too. So it was sort of like, he was touched by the Lord and said, hey, I need you to put these two together. So we just met back up by fate, and we had, so in high school, I didn't have a car. So now we meet again, I have a car. So I'm like, okay, let's go somewhere. But now we don't have anywhere to go. It's wintertime. We can't think of any place to go. And it's crazy because, now we go anywhere we want. And I said, let me bring you to my father's house. That way, you can see that you're here. Not even thinking about marriage, anything like that. Just thinking about, I'm glad to see her back in my life for that week or whatever. And we went to my house, and I went to my father's house, and I went to talk to someone, and he approached her and he said, hey, if Eddie, out of the blue, if Eddie asked you to marry him, what would you say? And, she's thinking maybe in the future. So she's like, the same way I said back in high school, she said to him, like, yeah, I could do that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
I said, yeah, sure. I'll marry him, And then his father told Eddie about it.
Yeah, so I come out the room, and then he tells me, he said, hey, Christine, he calls her Christine because, he's old. He said, Christine said that if you ask her to marry you, she'll say that yes in a heartbeat. So I just knew that's what she told him that she said, because she did that in high school. She was shy.
Right.
So I said, yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm done to marry this woman since high school. And then, we was together that night, and I asked her to marry me, and she said yes, and we never looked back.
Yeah, and so after that, we were married 2 months later. We eloped. So we got engaged on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. which we actually have a book called Engaged on Christmas Eve. we were on living on a prayer, so to speak. We just knew we were right for each other. We were kind of meant to be. We call it joined by fate. and we eloped with $99. We had a $99 ceremony.
50 cents in our pocket. As soon we finished getting married, we walked out the little town home, and I had 50 cents in my pocket. And I took one of the quarters. I called my father and said, hey, I just got married to Christina. Because we wasn't going to tell anybody. I said, I just got married to Christina, and can you send us some money? Western Union us $50, and our first meal was KFC, and that was it. But
That's great.
It goes back to, because, you know, she has a family of two brothers and a sister. So, you know, her background is, well, my father had a lot of kids, so. And I was the baby of the family.
But right a year after is when we became parents.
Yeah.
So all of that to say, we were pregnant.
Right, within a couple of months. You guys kind of took a break and separated during those four college years, though, correct? And then rekindled. Wow.
Yeah, out of nowhere. It just so happens.
Yep. Well, it's not out of nowhere. I don't know if you know that, but I love that. Eloping, KFC. How great. And you guys have a film called Joined by Fate.
Yes, we do. We have a short film. It's actually going through the film festivals right now, going through a film festival run. We've won so far 3 awards for Best Documentary Short Film. And we've been selected for those four different film festivals so far. Yeah, so it's a great story. It's basically, it's our story that we're telling you right now, but it's in a film. Mm-hmm. And folks just love it. You know, it's a heartwarming story about love conquering all.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I saw that on your website when I stalked you. And so when you said those words, I was like, I've heard of that before. So yes, film coming out. When will that be released to the public?
It'll be in streaming platforms either at the very end of this year or the beginning of next year.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Talking. Follow us.
Yeah, stay tuned. A year later, you have a baby. At this point now, let's just say, how old were you when you got married? 22-ish?
22, 21.
20, yeah, I was 22. She was 21.
Okay. That's what I thought. But then you've been married for 22 years and parents for 21 years also. So I was like, am I adding that or am I seeing numbers? So married for 22 years, a year later, you have your first child. So let's jump into that. And also, you went to college. Did you finish? What was your degree? Because I know that there's more of that to come.
Yes. Good question. Actually, we have now been married 23 years. We just made 23 years. Yes.
The funny thing is that after we got married, the very next day, I asked for a divorce.
He did.
The very next day.
Okay, wait. Why'd you do that?
Well, because in my household, I grew up with a single father and two uncles. So I even though my father was married, my mother died when I was 14 years old. And my real mother died when I was 6 months old. So when my stepmother died, I didn't have a woman in the house. So I didn't get to see a real marriage. I didn't see the ups and downs of a marriage. I didn't understand, you know, you could argue or disagree and you don't have to walk out. So my father, he had his girlfriends. He was, you know, older man, he was a Rolling Stone. So he had girlfriends. So in that whole scenery that I saw every day, I never saw him argue with anybody or get into a debate with one of his girlfriends. He told him to leave or they left and they split ways. So I never saw that. So on our first day,
our first day of marriage.
Yeah. We was in the supermarket and I was trying to kiss her and shower with love, because that's all I saw in my household was the guys in my house showering with their girlfriends with kisses and stuff anytime. So that's what I want to do with her in the store. And she was like, nah, that's not the time and place. So I got offended. And then later on that night, I was like, we was at a house in Philly and I was like, hey, you know, I want a divorce. And she was like, I'm not giving you one. So throughout the 23 years, I must have asked for like a divorce for like what, 500 times. But I never would have left anyway. So. But that's the beauty of marriage.
But I think it falls back to just understanding each other's styles, love language. He was very much an affectionate person in public. And I didn't grow up that way, right? Mm-hmm. So that was kind of where we differed. And so we had to learn that, like he said, like Eddie said, not just because we're having disagreement, it doesn't mean we need to divorce, you know? So we had to learn that, and that then applied to being parents. And to answer your question, yes, I did finish school. My degree was in computer science. Okay. I took a year off. So from the time that I knew I was pregnant, I actually finished a semester and a half while I was pregnant. I had one more class to go. So I ended up taking a year off just to give birth to my daughter and just get acclimated to being a mom. And we lived in Georgia at this time while my husband was in the Army. Mm-hmm.
So it was a whole brand new Army family, just new to everything.
New Army. So I was able to work with my guidance counselor, my academic advisor, to take a class in Savannah to satisfy my requirements. As a working mom, so now I'm a working mom, I'm an Army wife, a new mom, you know, all of this all at one time, and I'm finishing my degree. So it was a challenge, but I think the support that he provided me, the support I had from my, you know, work environment, that allowed me to kind of learn how to juggle it all.
That's a lot of juggling. I was an Air Force wife, and it's when somebody says I was a military wife, you just go, yep, because you understand that there are very specific challenges that are different than just being a wife. The military absolutely create some different challenges. So I completely understand that. And the new mom thing, you're figuring out a lot and not letting him divorce you. I mean, there's that. Okay, so you have the first daughter, and how long was it until the second one was born, and kind of what happened between the two?
Well, we took a break for about 5.5 years between children.
Yeah, we didn't want any more for that one. The first one was
one and done.
You know, and Mrs. New parents in the Army, and
yeah, we were. And my husband, after I finished my degree, I was able to graduate. My husband started his degree. So immediately after he was honorably discharged from the Army, like 3 years into our marriage, basically, he went ahead and started working on his degree.
Right.
So I was supporting him during that time, you know, with helping him manage work. And
because I used to work at night. I used to work at the 11, I used to work at TV station. Mm-hmm. So I worked the 12 to 8 shift. Then as soon as I got off at 8 o'clock, I went right to school.
Yeah.
So we had to juggle that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And daycare.
And sleep.
You know, all of that. Sleep.
Sleep. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. We've been through that. Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, like, it's good that you're young when you're a parent. For those of us who are young parents, hallelujah, because I do not think I would be able to do everything I did back then on the amount of sleep that I got now.
No way. Yeah.
It's, and you have 18. Yeah, we're not talking about that. But okay. Yes, I have 18. Okay. So now you're going to school. So you're managing two careers and one child. And but I know that you two completed 4 degrees between you. So I'm going to throw that out, because the timeline of that second child at 5.5 years later, and it was good that you set boundaries and you knew, like, look, we can handle this, but let's not have more kids also on top of that, because it was a lot. So where did all of these degrees happen and the second child?
Right. So I guess you could say I got pregnant in 5.5 years. She was born roughly 6 years in by the time the oldest, she then turned, because they have like a month in between their birthday. So she ended up turning 7. So our oldest was 7 by the time our youngest was born. And I want to say it took about, by the time she was 5, I think Eddie went back to get his master's degree, and we moved to Maryland. So we moved to a different state, and we're juggling different careers at that time, and Eddie's degree, the second degree,
right?
And I'm working, and then now we have 2 kids. things that we're juggling. So we were able, I think, even at that time when Eddie was back in.
And we was on, and it was a time we were both unemployed.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
We're both unemployed.
And I was still going to school. Yeah, we was both unemployed at a time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For about, I want to say maybe 2 to 3 months, we both were out of work. So we had to navigate that too, which was a challenge. But I think the biggest thing was learning. I think Eddie really, when he was working on his master's degree, he became a stay-at-home dad, really. Yeah. So that helped a lot.
You know, no daycare, taking care of us. She's wearing me out, but we got to do what we got to do. The right papers and graduate, so yeah.
Right. You guys are sharing a story of mutually supporting each other with your family's best, what's in their best, you know, what they need the most. So you had the intention of maintaining your family and one or two kids while supporting each other. And it's like a revolving, I hope people are hearing how much this like evolves, and one, it's you, and then it's him, and then it's you, and then it's neither of you, and then it's both, and then it's like, you know, changing diapers while writing your dissertation. And but it's deciding that you have that goal for your education and the goal for your marriage and your family, and navigating that, and that it's not static, it's fluid, it's changing all the time, right? What did you guys end up getting both of your degrees in after all these 4 degrees? Because I'm like super bragging and proud of you for a compliment.
Oh, thank you.
And it wasn't easy either. You know why? Because I never liked school until I left the military. I mean, I didn't want to go to college, anything. And then I was in the Army again now. Then I saw a famous poet on TV, Dr. Nika Giovanni. And I just snapped and was like, I want to learn. I want to go on and go to college. And it was amazing. And I never looked back. So I have my BA in history, and I got my MS in social science.
I have my Bachelor of Business Administration in Computer Science from Temple University. And I have a Master's of Tourism Administration and Event Management from the George Washington University in DC.
And I went to Towson and Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm just so proud of you guys for accomplishing that after eloping and having kids. Like, we know how hard it is to get this stuff done. So I always think, like, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm not doing anything special. Like, I'm just being me, right? And you guys are just you deciding that this is a priority and getting it done. So just lots of applause. I love to brag on that. So the second one is born, and I know we're going to automatically segue. We've already talked about books and film, and I know we're going to segue there. There was a point, you have your second child, you have all your degrees are done, or maybe I'm getting this a little out of order, but you guys founded Sledge House Media, which is in Maryland, and it's a multi-platform entertainment company. So I want you to jump in and tell me, and I am 100% bragging on you again. I want you to really tell about your books, your films, like everything that you two have done and how you're supporting other people through Sledge House Media, and how that can be helpful to parents.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it really started, believe it or not, it started when Eddie was working on his master's degree, you know, as a stay-at-home dad. He had a family relationship course. And during that course, he had to kind of write a reflection piece on a classmate about their lives. And then she wrote one about his life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So during that process is when he started sharing it with me. And he also learned that, hey, I want to write a memoir about my life, because I'm learning that my life is kind of extraordinary and I didn't know it.
Yeah, see, where I come from, you know, it's just life, and I just kept it back in my head growing up. So when we tell each other stories, you know, her life, my life, I'm sitting there like, wow, this is crazy. And she's like, no, your life is crazy. And I never looked at it like that. So once she put it on paper and I read it, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of great. And I let Chris read it, but she read it and she was like, yeah, you know, this is stuff that I never brought up with Chris, because I mean, I just didn't think about it, you know. And you know, I sat there and wanted to write a memoir, and I told her I can't write it without her in it, because I knew her since 14 years old, and she's been the only love of my life. So I had to write it with her in it. And she was hesitating at first, but then, you know, she came around and said, okay, let's do it. And you know, we wrote a book, our first book, our memoir.
Yeah. Our first memoir is called The Story of Christina and I.
Oh, yes, right.
That's our book. And it basically chronicles our lives prior to meeting each other. And then when we finally did meet, it was basically like we were joined by fate, like our film. Mm-hmm. It really touches on that, and then it chronicles everything we just told you, eloping, having kids, the 23 year marriage,
the good, the bad, celebrations,
what we learned along the way,
the beauty of having kids, of having children, you know, like we talked about the time where, you know, my oldest learned how to drive, and we saw a drive off in front of us. We like, wow, like we did this. You know, and growing up, we didn't have cars, you know, and you know, we giving a better life to them. It's like, wow, the little things, you know, going to Disney World, seeing them smile, or, you know, getting mad at them when they do something wrong to you. And you just like, wow, you know, they're kids. And we share the joy and the pain of it.
And then it gives it from two points of view. So it's inspirational, you know, collaborative memoir. You get to kind of see the same timeline of events, but from both of our points of view.
Wow. Which is really,
so that sparked everything.
So when I think everything is fine, when she writes, she's like, no, it wasn't fine at that time. And I thought it was fine, especially in the military, because in the military, you just kick the wall down and keep it moving. But for her as an Army spouse, she couldn't do that. She had to analyze it and understand stuff. So we wrote that in the book too.
Yeah. And so then that just sparked our ideas for more books. So we started out with the memoir, and then we decided, okay, you know what? We can write more. I think we have more content that we can do here. And then we decided to write, you know, fiction series. We have that. We have cookbooks that I wrote. I have the entertaining event management background. So that just made sense. And then we even have a couple essays just about marriage. We have one about our marriage that really dives into, like, if you want a short read on how do you do this for 22 years, 23 years? And then we also have a book called Do It For You. And this one's really a motivational one, really speaking to how do we do all this? You know, how do you set a plan to accomplish your goals? Mm-hmm. So I give readers a 4-step simple plan for doing that while you're juggling life, while you're juggling.
Okay. Yeah. See, I thought the podcast was going to do that, but no, you wrote a book. It's fine. that's great, right?
The beauty between us two is that we know when it's time for someone to take the wheel, the other ones say, fine, I can send the passenger seat. There isn't any, you know, it isn't any one of us that goes, you know, I need to be in control all the time. So when we know it's time for you to do this, I support you. I'll be in the passenger seat. And it's vice versa. We're fine with that.
Yeah, there's no ego, competition. We're doing it for the good of the family. And then, you know, we learned that we could take all of these books and turn them into screenplays, you know. And so thus the reason why we decided to produce films. And so that's what we have now. We have 2 short films that we just talked about, Joined by Fate, and we have more coming. But what we also want to do is help other independent authors, folks that want to publish their own books. And so we offer independent book publishing consulting services for folks that don't know how to get started. Like, how can I publish this book? I have a great story, but I just don't know the process. Can you help me? And we can absolutely help you do that. So that's something we offer as a service on our website as well.
That's huge. Huge. I'm a published author and I muddled through it all on my own. And once you've done anything once, you're like, now I see how I should have done that differently. Like, now I get it, but it's too late for that first time. I had no marketing plan. I just push send, right? And you do it. And usually it's all out of pocket. So you want to do a shoestring budget. And there are some things that are more important to pay for and others maybe not, but wow, what a mess to navigate all of that. I've done it. So I appreciate that you're helping people do that. Once I was done, I knew why 85% of people who want to write a book don't. Because if I had known the whole process before and had no help, I would have not kept going. But for, like, I was just dumb, right? I was just totally naive. I'm like, I'll just do the next thing and I'll just do the next thing. And then at the end, you're like, holy cow. I remember at one point saying, I don't know how many more next things are going to be, but I'm getting exhausted. Like, it's so to have somebody to help you through that would be huge, huge, because it's so hard. And then 85% of people will write their books instead of not write their books. So that's awesome. So you're helping people with that. And then how, I do want to kind of wrap up on the, I know you wrote the book on the 22 years. So now I like, I want to buy all these books, which is great. And how did you do that while working together so intimately? I mean, you're working together like marriage with your kids, because I've done a lot of these things. And how do you maintain the driver's seat, giving each other the driver's seat and not having ego is super important. But really, do you have any other tips for people on, okay, you're attacking all this stuff, the degrees, the kids, the marriage, the dating each other, the whole thing. And how do you do that successfully and stay in love?
Good question. Initially, we were definitely butting heads. Because we never worked together. Like, we've never worked on something together outside of household ventures. So we had to learn our strengths and weaknesses, I guess you could say. More so honing in on our strengths and what we do well and say, okay, you know what? You do this part well. That's your arena. I do this well. This is my arena. So we learned that. And we literally, like Eddie, it was his suggestion. He was like, you know what? We should come up with a Venn diagram where we kind of see which domain each one of us is really responsible for, whereas Eddie's really like the head writer. I'm more focused on the business side. And where we intersect is things like this, like marketing and on podcasts and, you know, working together on events and then things like that. So we learned, okay, I'm going to let you do that. You lead that and I lead this. And then we come together and we, you know, we have meetings and we'll update each other, like, you know, our real business where we collaborate like that. So we had to learn that, because at first it was a challenge. He was stepping all over my schedules and not following it.
And she was tearing up my paragraphs and my stories. And I'm like, nah, just take this out. No, I'm not taking it out. So yeah, we had to learn. We learned.
I think that helped us have a respect for each other's work and what they bring to the table. And without that, without kind of recognizing each person's role in the business, I don't think we could have been successful. I really think we would have had more time, like, just getting over that part than being able to actually produce the work. But once we realized, okay, I'll let you stay in your lane, I'll stay in my lane, and this is where we kind of come together. I definitely highly recommend that for people who are in a relationship and they work together. I think defining those roles and then figuring out where you both have strengths helps.
And it comes to the love. We would never lose love because we love each other too much. So
even though you're asking for divorces, that's okay. You got to keep it spicy somehow. Now, parenting, you are at kind of at the tail end of that. You have a young adult and a teenager. How did the teenage years, like the toddler years, were there times that it was, I'm guessing, less difficult and more challenging just because of kids' ages and temper tantrums? That could be for teenagers too, because I have one of those throwing temper tantrums, right? Yeah. What did it kind of ebb and flow with your family as well?
Yeah, I think we definitely went through different phases, definitely with both children. And then they have different personalities, as you know.
Yeah.
So one was easier and when it came to school, where she's just like straight A student, you know, we don't have to worry about school with her. She's off to the races, like, mom, dad, I have that. But she needs help when it comes to like reminding her to do her chores, you know, that kind of stuff. Whereas the oldest one, she had more challenges with school. So, you know, we tried to kind of figure out how to best to support her in those years. But then she kind of figured it out. You know, she had to find her groove and we supported her through that. So I think through each one, there were some easy phases and then there were more challenging phases. And then sometimes they overlapped. I think we were pretty lucky because overall they're really good kids. Yeah. And that really helped, I think, make our lives a lot easier. Mm-hmm. I think school was probably the biggest challenge for our oldest. And then our youngest is just kind of figuring out how to navigate all her different activities and things she has going on. And,
see, the first one, it was kind of smooth breeze. You know, she just go to school and that's it. You know, help with her homework and stuff like that. But our youngest one is now into sports. So we go to the games. And so we weren't like that. You know, we were volleyball parents going to, you know, games and stuff and cheering. And now I love it because, you know, growing up, I always wanted to do, you know, have a sign. I want to be that parent with the sign and the audience. So now we have signs made up. So it was a brand new world and we embraced it, but it was something that we had to come together, like, okay, we got to take a hit after work and do this and do that. And same thing we did before, just work together and juggle it.
Yes. So I think it's just a little bit of learning how to navigate each bit throughout the years.
But you got to have a Berlin Wall. You got to stick together.
Yes.
And that's what we do. We stick together.
I think it was more about like having
a united front.
Yeah.
I call it a Berlin Wall, but it's not a front. You got it. You can't let it crack. You're in trouble. So we stuck together.
Yeah. I agree, man. You cannot let that united front ever fall apart. Christina and Eddie, thank you so much for being on and sharing your story. We have all the links for everything that you do, all your social media, how to get in touch with you if anybody wants to write a book or just really read your story or pick your brain about how they can, you know, if they're starting, they're navigating their journey, how they can do it, because you kind of have the blueprint. And I am so grateful for you sharing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And plus, if you want to do that, they can always buy the date night book and just have a date night to learn how to make drinks and food and just eat inside.
I want that one now because I'm at the other end. I'm like, I just want to make drinks and food with my husband and have fun. So like, yes, I love that. Thank you.